With Rose Scott, I'm Dennis O'Hare. Clarkston is a unique community in Metro Atlanta. In the 1990s, refugee resettlement organizations pinpointed Clarkston as an ideal site to place newcomers to the U.S. who are fleeing whatever kind of trouble in their home countries. And since then, Clarkston has become known across the nation, really, for its wide diversity with over 50 nationalities in that one small city. Ted Terry has been mayor of Clarkston since 2013. Mr. Mayor, welcome. Good to have you.
Yes, thank you, Dennis.
Before we even get into what some Clarkston residents told us about what they like and don't like about living there, Clarkston is home to so many people from so many parts of the world, and obviously what happened in Nepal is being followed by people who come here from there. Do you have much of a Nepalese community there, and or from any of the nations nearby who might have also felt that earthquake?
Yeah, we have a Nepalese sort of ethnic and cultural group in Clarkston and throughout Georgia. The majority of that culture are actually from Bhutan, mm-hmm. and so Bhutan nearby Nepal, but not very much a different country. Mm-hmm. So the refugees who live in Clarkston consider themselves Bhutanese, even though they share a lot of the same cultures and foods and religions as those who live in Nepal.
So as you look at a map, Bhutan and Nepal are in the same area, but they're not close neighbors, not close enough to be felt by, to have the same impact from that earthquake, I presume.
That's right, yes. I talked to one of the leaders of the Bhutanese Association of Georgia, and as far as we know, no refugee camps were affected. However, they are working with the Nepalese Association on humanitarian relief within the larger community.
Mayor Terry, have you been able to talk to anyone from the Nepalese community about if there are any services or resources that maybe the city could help them with, or are you aware of any type of fundraising or events that are taking place to help out?
You know, I talked to the leaders just a few minutes ago, actually, before I came on, and so I don't have that information right now, but I can provide that later.
You know, when Dennis, coming into this, Dennis talked about Clarkston having so many different nationalities. And my first question to you, because we talked to many residents, but my question for you is that how much have you taken upon yourself to be familiar with as many of the different nationalities in your city and also to make sure that you also have the resources that many people need? Because, you have a lot of folks coming from different parts of the globe. So how much have you immersed yourself in trying to know as much as possible about all the different nationalities in Clarkston?
Yeah, I've been working on it for several years now. When I first moved to Clarkston, I did get involved with the Clarkston Interfaith Group. And this is an effort, part of the larger Atlanta interfaith community that's seeking to bring together Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, Muslims, Christians to share sort of those faith traditions. And so I've been to our mosque in Clarkston, our Hindu temple, our Buddhist temple, different Christian churches, Vietnamese Christian churches, even Latino churches. So we have a very broad diversity of religions. And what I found is a good way to really find out more about them and to hear their concerns is to go to their worship services.
You mentioned concerns. Last week, our producer, Mary Claire Kelly, went to Thrift Town. It's a multi-ethnic grocery store in Clarkston to talk to some residents and sort of get their idea about it. You know, basically, hey, tell us what you like about Clarkston, what you don't like, and what they like to ask you. This is what she gathered.
Okay, my name is Florence Mays, and I live in Clarkston. Well, for me, see, I remember what it was like 22 years ago. And I've seen already, you know, like the direction changed so drastically. And I see that the trend, you know, is kind of in the way that I would like it to be. And just maybe try and annex more land, make it a little bigger, you know, and just continue with the, you know, developing it, giving opportunities to businesses and educational opportunities, you know. I would love it to look like downtown Decatur someday in a sense, but not quite so big.
Douglas Billings, jaywalking. It's very bad. People just walk out in front of the cars and stuff and don't go in the crosswalk and don't pay attention, and people think they have right of ways, but they don't.
I'm Tammy Body. When I first moved over here, it was too much going on. You know, the police and all of that harassing you and stuff like that a while back. But now, when I came back this time around, you can see that it's trying to improve. Now it's like everybody tries to help everybody, no matter what color you are. So that's have changed a lot.
My name is Egi Abraham. I'm from Eritrea. Clarkston, I come over there from my country. I live in almost 25 years, almost. So I don't see nothing. I'm okay, I'm working. I grow up my kids. And Clarkston, I like it, but some people, I don't like it, Clarkston. Why you live at Clarkston? It's no good, you say. But for me, it's okay.
My name's Jeffrey Nguyen, and I'm a clerk at Clarkston Thrift Town. Only question is, like, what's the next step for Clarkston? That's really what it is, because I've been here over here for a long time, and I'm in school, and I'm trying to help my mother out right now when I move out. I want to know, you know, what will it be from now? Which culture or which group or religion of people is going to really like take over a lot? Because I see a lot of Ethiopians in here. I see a lot of Eritreans, Nepalians, Bosnians, Middle Easterns, Portuguese, all of them. Colombians, they come in here all the time. And I see a lot of people coming here helping refugee people all the time. So I'm constantly meeting new people. And I'm just very curious to see what is it going to turn into.
Those Clarkston residents talking to WABE producer Mary Claire Kelly. We are talking to Clarkston Mayor Ted Terry on A Closer Look with Rose Scott. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Mr. Mayor, you heard from some of your residents. One of the questions that I think comes up is Clarkston has been so welcoming to so many different folks who are in real trouble from so many different parts of the world. Have you gotten to a point where maybe you need some other cities and other counties in Metro Atlanta to take up that burden, because you now have, is it possible you've reached a saturation point just in terms of services, not in terms of being welcoming, but just saying, hey, we are have all the folks that we can handle right now. We need some help.
Well, I think that's a very complex issue. You know, where refugees are relocated is really a decision between the State Department and the seven different refugee resettlement agencies that work in Georgia.
Have you approached the State Department and said, you know, look, we're struggling here?
Well, you know, I haven't actually, because I don't think we are struggling. I think actually the fact that Clarkston continues to be a welcoming community is one of our selling points. This is a chance for if you want your kids or yourselves to be around diverse cultures and different ideas and religions and in a peaceful way. We have so many different religions, whether they're Christian, Muslim, Hindus, and Buddhists. We don't have that the violent crime and the violent sort of issues that you see in other parts of the world. And so to me, I see that our strength is our diversity. And I think that, you know, when you talk about
The question wasn't diversity. The question was simply numbers. Do you foresee yourself getting to a point where simply just in terms of numbers of people, you're trying to make sure that the services can match the people?
You know, I think the services are less of a concern. You know, we have a DeKalb County school system, and really the larger refugee community is settled throughout DeKalb County. So Clarkston is named as like the city, but the zip code is much larger. So, you know, to me, it's really more about a better coordination between the county government, the city government, and the school system. And that there's an area, I think, where we can actually have a lot more improvement, and I think we are making progress.
Mayor Terry, it's a question that we've been asking every mayor that's joined A Closer Look, and it's about economic and business development. You know, every city, every county wants to make sure that economic development will boom. Clarkston is just so big. So, but are you concerned about that as the population increases, will you be able, you mentioned those services, but businesses have to also provide services. Is there enough land to attract new businesses and new development into Clarkston?
Yeah. You know, if you look at a density map of Clarkston, we're probably one of the most dense, population-dense cities in America. You have almost 13,000 people in 1.4 square miles. I don't believe there's any more land for any more people. However, we have done some annexation legislations in the past 2 years, expanding our commercial and mainly industrial section of the city. And these are opportunities for us to use all those tools that cities have in their toolbox, economic, whether they're opportunity zones, tax allocation districts, places for us to bring in new industries. And we think that the fact that you have a ready workforce, you know, refugees come over as legal, you know, work permits, so they can work. You know, right when they get here. And so we have a gainfully, you know, ready workforce, and the chance for, you know, businesses to locate just 2-minute bike ride down the bike path, I think is a great opportunity.
And here's a question I've been asking every mayor that's been sitting in this seat. I'm a business. I'm thinking about relocating to Georgia, maybe Atlanta, maybe the Clarkston area. What are you going to tell me? How are you going to sell me to come to Clarkston and possibly relocate or bring my business there? And you mentioned workforce, so sell me.
Yeah, I think it's two things. It's the workforce, ready workforce, whether they start at the low wage level up to the higher wages. In terms of experience, we have a lot, you know, the Perimeter College and the Piedmont Tech are just down the road. And also a location. You know, we're close to MARTA. We're right off 285. So in terms of getting your manufactured goods from your plant to the larger world, 285 is right there. And of course, CSX Railroad comes right through the city. So I think there's opportunities there.
So let's pick up on what some of your folks are saying in that conversation, in those conversations with producer Mary Claire Kelly. Annexation, that was one of the first things that came up. You said you've already done some annexation. Can you do any more? Is there any unincorporated land left around Clarkston for you to annex?
Yeah, that's when you start looking at the maps and you look at City of Atlanta, their current map comes all the way to Clarkston. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, La Vista Hills and Tucker border the northern part of Clarkston. And then you have a couple of the City of Greenhaven is the other one that has been put out there. And their map actually comes right to Clarkston.
But they got stalled in the legislature. Are you going to try to get a jump on them with any annexations?
Well, the city council actually 2 years ago passed resolutions to basically, the plan was to annex all of the Clarkston zip code. So anyone who, you know, when they go to the mailbox and they, you know, their address is Clarkston, Georgia, you know, we'd like those people to be a part of Clarkston. It helps with their identity. They feel like they actually have a more direct line of, you know, access to their government.
So how far along are you with that?
We're halfway there. We got areas 1 and 2 in the past 2 years, mm-hmm. and the other areas are just, you know, towards Perimeter College and Piedmont Tech and down to Memorial Drive.
We heard from a gentleman in that piece that talked about the future of Clarkston. He wanted to know, basically, where is Clarkston going? What is your vision? Do you have a vision that's something you would like to see accomplished while you're in office?
Yeah, I'd like Clarkston to be one of the most bikeable and walkable cities in Atlanta. You know, we have the bike path that comes right through Clarkston. We have a $6 million streetscapes project that we are a year into right now that's going to completely transform downtown in terms of infrastructure. And we also just completed our 10-year Livable Centers Initiative plan that's part of the Atlanta Regional Commission's planning process. Have outlined almost $100 million in infrastructure improvements over the next 10 years. And so I think the theory is that if cities can create the infrastructure and sort of that sense of place, then people will want to move in, businesses will want to relocate, new development will happen, and that's sort of where we're going right now.
Difficult subject to bring up, but we've heard in the last year or so about federal investigations and some charges involving possible terror recruitment activities away from us in the Somali community, though, in Minnesota. Clarkston has a Somali community. Are you concerned that similar things might happen in Clarkston?
I'm not concerned. I think the main reason is that the local mosque in Clarkston is a multinational Muslim, you know, worship you know, service, and so you have Somalis, you have Iraqi Afghanis, you have from all of the country, and they have, I believe, done a great job of sort of stopping any concerns that may come up, any radical talk. And I think that our community is focused on welcoming as well as compassion.
And how important is the Clarkston Community Center in that? That is one place where I've been in there multiple times, and you just see all sorts of people from all around the world there.
Yeah, you know, the DeKalb School Board actually owns that building, and so we work with the community center and the city to, you know, make that a very welcoming place. We'd like to expand it. There's half of that building is unoccupiable because it has to be renovated. And that's something that we want to continue to work on with the school system.
We've been speaking with Mayor Ted Terry of Clarkston. Actually, it's Edward, but we call you Ted. We appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A lot more to get to. We'll have to have you back.
All right.